ocean coast. Okay. So it doesn't get, like, it gets below 0 Celsius. I mean, it gets, like, below freezing sometimes, not very often. But it never freezes because of the humidity and the ocean. Yeah.
It really moderates temperatures.
Yeah.
So what kind of
secret? Is this on? I'm sorry. Hi.
So that's...
...with infinite numbers. Without further ado, take it away.
Hi. So where should I write in order...
So it's... Yeah, the boards are a little hard to see for... Not everybody can see all of the boards, but if we use the document camera, everybody will be able to see all that. So if you want,
okay.
I'll turn on. It will take a minute to turn on, so maybe if you want to start, I'll just get this set up.
So today we are going to explore infinities. So I don't know if you have any intuition or idea about infinities, what is an infinity... if we have two infinite sets, do they have necessarily the same size, or are there multiple sizes of infinities? That's kind of like the questions we want to answer today. So we're gonna. Okay, cool. So we are gonna start this activity by this example called the Hilbert Hotel. Hilbert Hotel. So the idea is the following. Hilbert has a hotel that is not like a usual hotel because it has the property that it has infinitely many rooms, which is not something you see every day. So, yes. Should I use the camera or the board?
If you are sharp on all of those.
Okay. So, do you have a pen?
Or? Oh, yes. Do I? Oh, no.
There's a pen here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want this one? That'd be nicer.
Okay, nice. Okay. So, Hilbert?
You can see on this little screen what you're doing.
Awesome. So the Hilbert Hotel is a hotel that has infinitely many rooms, so we can... Yes?
You make him come at the customer service.
Yes, okay. But how do you give this guest a room? Yes?
You move everybody to the next room after it, and then you have a room at the beginning.
Awesome. Excellent. So the concierge in the hotel asks everyone to move one room. So the person that was here needs to move to the second room. The person that was here needs to move to the third room, etc. So everyone moves one room. And then at the end, what you have is this one is empty. You see? Because the person that was in number one moved to number two, the person in number two moved to number three, etc. And the first one is empty. That is something that you cannot do in a finite hotel because the person that is in the last room then cannot go anywhere. But here we have infinitely many, so we can do that. So this idea may suggest that if you have an infinite set and you add one thing, then you have the same infinite set, kind of, like the same number of elements. So this is awesome. So what? Let's say that now a bus with infinitely many people appears, shows up in the hotel. Can we accommodate these people now? So now we have infinitely many people. Yes?
I move everyone infinitely amount of rooms to the higher.
So, for example, the person that was in number one, where should I send him?
Go with
go to infinity. Yeah, well, but every room has a number, so I need to give him a number. I need to tell him go to the 100 or something.
You should send him to the customer service.
Yes.
Infinite number of rooms to the hotel.
That's a good idea. You can add an infinite number of rooms to a hotel, and we're gonna see how that works. But just in like 5 minutes. So what did you say?
2x.
So this idea is really cool. And what you can do is you can. You have this hotel here. And you ask the person that was in number one to go to room number two. And the person that was in number two to go to room number four. And the person that was in number three goes to room number six. So the concierge will have a note in the door of the hotel saying, if you are in room number one, go to room number two. So 2 will go to 4, and x will go to 2x. So if you see this, the rooms that you go, that the guests will go, and you can accommodate your infinitely many guests in those rooms. You see that? Do you see that? Is that clear? Does it make sense? Okay. So this is a way you can accommodate infinitely many guests. So what happens if we have infinitely many buses with infinitely many guests? Yes. You do the same thing once, and then you accommodate the first batch of infinitely many guests.
And then do it again.
And then you do it again, and then... Yes. Maybe you can do that, but it'll take a lot of time.
Oh? It takes a lot of time to plug in infinitely many people.
Yeah, that makes sense. So... another way we can think our hotel is, now we had a hotel that had like one story and infinitely many rooms. But maybe we can remodel our hotel and make it with more stories. You know, like we can have 2 stories, for example. And if we have 2 stories with infinitely many, let's say this is the first. Etc. So if we had this hotel, then when we have one bus with infinitely many people, we can ask everyone, well, not this hotel. This hotel is the same as the one that we had before. But what if we have infinitely many stories in this hotel? So we have infinitely many stories and infinitely many rooms in each story. So in this hotel, when we have the bus with infinitely many people, we can ask them to move everyone to move one story above, and then the first story is going to be empty at the end. And a question that we would like to answer if both hotels are equivalent, in the sense that if we have this hotel with one story and infinitely many people and infinitely many rooms, of course we can accommodate all people that we have in this hotel in this other hotel, because you can just send everyone to the first story. But can we do it in the other direction? Can we, if we have this hotel full of people, can we send them all to this hotel? What do you think?
Yes?
Yes? What? Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, like, just something to be, like, a little focused on is that there are different infinities, like, infinity plus one, infinity, like, any infinity squared, whatever.
Yes. So the first example that we have, this one, with one person that arrived to the hotel, would suggest that infinity plus one is equal to infinity. But Sam is going to show you what exactly that means. Yes. Okay. Yes. So the question is, can you show me a way of accommodating these people in this hotel with infinitely many stories, in this hotel with one story and infinitely many rooms? Maybe you should think about it, like, and then we can discuss it. Maybe you can discuss it with the people that you have in your table. Yes. Do you know how to accommodate the infinitely many buses? So you say that you have these infinitely many buses, and then you accommodate first the first one and then the second one in the same way that we did it before? Or,
huh? We have trouble with it.
Yeah. I think that may work. Yeah. So.
Stop here. Very good though. I like it.
Do you like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Okay. Sorry for interrupting.
Did you interrupt?
Yes. Yeah, so I answered some kids.
Hi. So.
Of elements. Or we say that the two sets are the same size. If there is a one-to-one correspondence. And a correspondence is a function. So we'll say that there's one-to-one correspondence F between the sets A and B. So this means every element of A corresponds to exactly one element of B, and every element of B corresponds corresponds to exactly one element of A. So this is a very precise mathematical definition. So let me give you an example. So example would be if my set A was the set of a circle, a triangle, a square, and my set B was the set of the number 1, 2, 3. So here, I need to pair every element of A with exactly one element of B.
Oh, sorry. You can just hold it. All right. So the correspondence is very easy. I'm going to say that circle corresponds to 1, triangle corresponds with 2, and square corresponds with 3. And notice that this correspondence actually gave me the opposite correspondence immediately. So I'll say 1 corresponds to circle. So now I'm going the other way. And 2 corresponds with triangle, and 3 corresponds with square. So it's a 1-to-1 correspondence. Every element in A has a linked element in B, and every element in B has exactly one linked element in A. So, okay, and let me give a no example. A no example. Let's say my set A is the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and the set B is the numbers 1, 2, 3. So now I'm going to try to create a correspondence, and we'll see we have a problem. So I'm going to say 1 corresponds with 1, 2 corresponds with 2, 3 corresponds with 3. But now, where do I send 4? Because if I send 4 to any of these other numbers, then my correspondence will no longer be unique. So if I send 4 to 3, then I have two numbers going to 3. If I send 4 to 2, then I have two numbers going to 2. So there's nowhere to send 4. So A is not the same size as B. So this is mathematically what we mean when we say two sets are the same size. So does this definition sit well with you? Can you believe, does this definition make sense?
Do you have any improvements to this definition?
Yes, is there a question? Yes.
For example, I thought like there was a correspondence for 4, which is actually in a third set, which has only one number. So
I mean, yes, I could add an element to my set B and create a correspondence. But I'm saying two sets are the same size if the elements already in the sets can create correspondence between those elements. So it sounds like you're trying to add an element.
What about 4 corresponds to one of the numbers and then the other one, an A, just corresponds to another number and then just switches all the time.
So you need to find, right, so I'm not allowed to create two different correspondences that kind of overlap to create a one-to-one map. You need to have just one.
So
it sounds like you're trying to create multiple. You need to give me one algorithm that will perfectly link the numbers in one set to the numbers in the other set. You can't, yes.
Just add any number to B that links to 4. Why?
Yeah, so it sounds like what you're saying, so A corresponds to itself. A is the same size as itself. That's kind of what I think what you're saying. Like, if I just keep adding elements to B, eventually I'll get A. But I'm talking about B, like, I'm talking about B as it is. So B is missing number 4, unfortunately, and that makes B smaller.
You mean they're fighting over who is smaller and who is bigger?
Yeah, we should. So we can talk about this.
Yes.
So, could you add a fraction of a number to... Could you add a fraction of A's number to B, and therefore have it be even?
What do you mean a fraction of A's number? What do you mean by that?
If...
So, does anyone have improvements to this definition? Can anyone think of a definition which you'd be happier with for saying two sets are the same size? All right, so let's see. Another example of a correspondence. I have the same number of fingers on my left hand as I do on my right hand. And I have a very quick correspondence between them. I can just line them up very quickly. And this actually gives me a function. So, connecting my two hands together gives me my F, and it sends pinky to pinky, ring finger to ring finger, middle finger to middle finger, index finger to index finger, thumb to thumb. It's a very easy F. Let's see. So, I need to give you a little bit more technical language. So, we say a set A is finite if it is in 1-to-1 correspondence with the set (1, 2, 3... ) all the way up to some integer n. For some n, we say a set is infinite or infinite if the set is not finite. So, for example, the set of people in this room is a finite number, so maybe if A equals people in this room, then A is the same size as, let's say there's 50 people in this room. Then the set A, which is the set of people in this room, we'd say that is the same size as the set 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 50.
How many people are there in this room? Can you actually make the correspondence?
I'll actually create the function f right now between the set of numbers 1 through n and the people in this room. Here's how I'll do it.
You're 1, you're 2, you're 3, you're 4, you're 5, you're 6, you're 7. You're 0?
I'm 2. Okay.
So we can do it again.
Can we actually give a number to every single person in this room without skipping?
Let's have everyone count.
So I'll take 1.
I'll take 3.
Okay.
I take 2. 4.
5.
6.
7.
1-to-1. So this is not a 1-to-1 correspondence, yes. But if this... So this might be a little too much for us. But the point is that we all expect the number of people in this room is finite. So we'd all expect that for some n, we're the same size as the set of numbers 1 through n. Do we all hope that, right?
That's like counting.
Yes. So that's exactly the same thing as counting, where each one of you would be equal to one of the numbers in the set 1 through n.
Okay, let's see. So, an infinite example would be if my set B was the set of all positive integers. So this set is clearly infinite, because if I try to put it in one-to-one correspondence with any finite set, let's say I claim this was the same size as the set 1, 2, 3. Well, then I can build a correspondence here, but now what do I do with these infinitely many numbers left? So for any finite, if I had any finite set A and I try to build a correspondence with my set B, I'd eventually run out of places to put my arrow, no matter what I do. So B is, by definition, infinite, because I can't build a correspondence between the set B and any finite set. Okay, let's see. So these mathematical definitions make a lot of sense when we're dealing with finite things. Like, when we're dealing with stuff that we encounter in the real world, these definitions, like, we really like them, and they really sit well with us. What becomes interesting is when we apply these definitions to things that are a little harder for us to grasp intuitively. And when we use these definitions to figure out exactly what's going on with certain mathematical examples. So let's do an example. Let's say that my set A is the set of positive integers, and my set B is the set of even integers. Even positive integers. So, you might say the set B is missing half of the numbers that are in the set A, right? So the set A includes the set B, and the set A also includes all the odd numbers. So you might expect that the set A is twice as large as the set B. But I claim that A and B are the same size, and you can easily give me a correspondence between the elements of A and the elements of B, a unique one-to-one correspondence. So does anyone have an idea for where my arrow should go? Oh, yes.
So you could link N and the set A to N plus 1 from, well, the N is the same. It was from the set A, so it's just like numbering 1 to 1, but then it's not really connecting with B, and then 2 is like 1. So you just like number on those numbers, elements, just to kind of make a set.
So N plus 1 is not going to be enough. We need something besides N plus 1. Yes. Yes. And in general, I will pair the number N in A with the number 2 times N in B. So this makes a lot of sense. If you give me any number in A, and you're wondering, well, where is it paired in B? Just double it. And if you give me any number in B, I can tell you the unique number that's paired with an A. If you give me a number in B, I'll divide that number by 2, and I'll get the number that's paired with an A. So, yeah, does that make sense? So this gives me a unique one-to-one pairing of the numbers in A and B. So then by the definition which we agreed was made sense and which we agreed we liked, these two sets are actually the same size. Questions about that? Okay. Okay. So another example. So I'm going to take a circle. Ah, I messed that up. I'm going to draw it off screen. It's too intimidating. All right, so I'm going to take a circle with the North Pole and the South Pole. I don't know if I need those. Thank you. And I'm going to take, and I'm going to delete the North Pole. So it's a circle minus the North Pole. So I'm deleting the North Pole. And I'm going to take a line underneath the circle. And this line is infinite. It extends forever in both directions. So my claim is that the set of points in this circle are in one-to-one correspondence with the set of points in this infinite line. And now I need to come up with my correspondence. If I have a point on the circle, let's say x, I need to figure out where I want to send that guy on the line. So does anyone have any idea what would be a good scheme? Yeah, so you only have 360. So this line goes from all the way to 100 million, 150 million. Yeah, so but now you need a way to get this line of length 360 to the line of length infinity. So you need to find another map, which, yeah, so you actually have half an idea. Yeah. How's it going? North Pole. And this line hits my original line in exactly one point. So that will be the correspondence between the circle and the line. And I'll call this f of x. So now, and this is a one-to-one correspondence. If I have a point on the line, let's say I have this point here, now I'm wondering, well, what point on the circle does that go to? What do? I just do the reverse. I connect this point on the line to the North Pole. So then if this, and that means that this point corresponds here to this point. And you can see that this gives you a one-to-one correspondence. As I pick, as I shift the point I am on the circle, it shifts the point on the line that I get. So it's very visual. And points very close to the North Pole on the circle get sent very, 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 very far down the line. So this gives me a linking between the numbers on the line and the numbers on the circle. So the line is the same size as the circle minus a point. So it's somewhat surprising, not something we would expect. All right, so now, before you guys can do the worksheet, I need to give you one more definition. So, guys, I need to give you guys this one more definition. So, we say a set A is countable if A is in one-to-one correspondence with the set of positive integers. So, a set that's countable is... Oh, I'm sorry, guys. A
a set that's countable is infinite. And it's a very, very special infinity, because if a set is countable, I can list the elements in that set. I can create an infinite list. And there's actually infinitely many different infinities, and countable is the only infinity that you can list. Other infinities, like mankind, can simply not list them out. So let me explain this for a second. Let's say I have a correspondence F between the positive integers and the set A. So what does this mean? This means that F of 1 is an element of A, F of 2 is an element of A, F of 3 is an element of A. Well, I can actually just list out the elements of A by just building a sequence like this. So if something's countable, I can very quickly just build a list of all the elements. And for other size infinities, this is simply not possible. There's just too many elements, and they won't fit in a list. So I can actually go ahead and label these elements. I'll say F of 1, that's an element of A. I'll just call it the first element of A. F of 2, I'll just call that the second element of A. I can just keep doing this. And I'll call F of the positive integer n, I'll call that the nth element of A. So now I can just write A as just a bunch of elements. So the point... So the point is that countable sets, I can make lists like this. And lastly, I need to tell you one more thing about countable sets. Let's say I have a set B, right? And B is given to me in a list. I have the first element of B, I have the second element of B, I have the third element of B, etc. So if a set is countable, I can put it in a list. Likewise, if I have something like already in a list, I know it's countable. Why? What's my correspondence between this set and the positive integers? Yes, right, exactly. So this would be in correspondence with 1. This would be in correspondence with 2. This would be in correspondence with 3, etc. So there I go. So if you have something in a list, you can create this correspondence between that set and the natural and the positive integers. So infinite sets that are given to us in a list are countable. All right, guys. So that should be all you need to understand the worksheet and play with these ideas yourself. It's very counterintuitive, so take some time to digest it, play around with it. We'll be around to help.
So every table will have two packets on it, which say the top problems are A problems, and then there are B problems. So those are the worksheets. Feel free to work together. Helpers will be going around. There's a lot more on the worksheets than there has been talked about yet. So definitely, you know, there's further to go, and so you should grab them whenever you want and have them teach you more stuff.
But the worksheet itself contained, so you don't need any more definitions.